We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, never a bad way to end a day with Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're talking to our mayors and first select people in our great
Mayor
state.
Mayor Monday, buddy.
Today we go to the Silver City, which is Meriden. And we welcome in Mayor Kevin Scarpatti. Mayor, good morning. How are you? How are things in Meriden today?
Good morning. We're doing very well on this fine Monday prior to the storm. It's the calm, I guess you will.
Now,
but thanks so much for having me.
Let's get into the playbook here, Kevin. When you hear the long range weather forecast and you hear all this talk about storms and that kind of thing, what's your plan of action? Who do you talk to? Where do you go to? How much do you monitor it? Do you talk to the Board of Ed? Give us the whole mayor playbook on bad weather.
Cool.
Sure. So school decisions, whether it's cancellations or delays, solely decided upon by our superintendent and Board of Education. So they work with school districts, surrounding towns, to determine really what the call is going to be on school. As far as city services go, I talk with our city manager. We work with Public Works Department. Is obviously those are the guys that are out there plowing our roads and making sure that our city is safe. But as of right now, we've got our salt trucks going out and laying salt brine to prepare ourselves for tomorrow's storm. And any day I look out and it's not snowing is a good day because snow means money in our budget.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe it was 10 years ago or so, there was so much snow that a lot of towns just ran out of money. This year so far has not been that bad, has it?
It has not been, fortunately, fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx ourselves because we're in the middle of February. But it's a guessing game every year when it comes to the snow budget. We set a number, and hopefully we stay under that number. And so far, so good.
You know, it was funny. We were talking earlier with one of our guests about Howard Schultz, who wants to run for president. And you went from a Republican to unaffiliated for your 2015 mayoral campaign, got it endorsed by the Democratic Town Committee, and now you're in your second term as the mayor of Meriden. Was that a difficult decision?
Becoming an unaffiliated was not a difficult decision. The difficult part came when I was somewhat undetermined as to what my future would be in politics, knowing that it's difficult to run for any seat, whether it's a local council seat, mayor's seat, if you're an unaffiliated.
Right.
Things worked out so that the Democratic Party did come up to endorse me, knowing that they weren't going to run anyone against me. Made it that much easier to run an effective campaign, because having a major party behind you, obviously, in any election is going to make it that much easier. But making that decision to go to an unaffiliated was not difficult, seeing the issues we had from a party standpoint prior to that decision.
Yeah, I mean, with a party, you've got people going door to door, you got them ringing doorbells, working phone banks and stuff like that, which does make a difference.
Oh, without a doubt. Running the campaign is a full-time job in itself. I say sometimes even crazier than the job of being mayor, because you're out there with you're trying to schedule a number of different volunteers and even more events for yourself and fundraising. So it is a full-time job to get elected, and then there are days you wonder
why you did it,
what's going to happen, and why you work so hard to get where you're at. But I think all in all, the pros outweigh the cons, and it's been a good run the last couple of years.
Mayor Meriden's with us. You know, at one time, and perhaps it's changed, well, I think it has changed everywhere in Connecticut, but this was like a huge manufacturing town, Meriden was.
Absolutely. As you mentioned,
the Silver City.
Introduced me, we were the city, Silver City. We were the silver capital of the world, if you will. And it's great to look back and to know that that's our rich history. But then, you know, so many people say to us, well, that was our past. What's our future?
Exactly.
And that's my focus, is what is the future of our city? Who are we going to be moving forward? You know, having that nostalgia of the Silver City is a great thing. People post, all over social media from decades ago, things that were made right here in Meriden, Connecticut. And it's a wonderful thing to have that as our past. But we need to continue to focus on the future and who we're going to be and who we define ourselves on. in the decades to come.
Ninth biggest city in the state, according to the 2010 census, over 60,000 people there, Mayor. What is it about Meriden that stands out to you? What makes it such a great place to live and work?
You know, this might sound somewhat cliche, but I truly do believe that it's our population, it's our people, it's the people that live here and call Meriden home that really make us such a strong city. We have a very diverse population that I think we are very proud of. And, you know, also, I'd be remiss without noting our location in the state.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
The center of Connecticut. We are less than 2 hours to New York, just over 2 hours to Boston. We've got a tremendous rail line that we worked with the state of Connecticut on, with a new train station that we opened up.
Yeah.
Along with a 14-acre green. So we've done a lot of work here in Meriden, and we're very proud of what we've done.
Is it Yankee or Red Sox territory?
Ooh.
Well, if you ask me, I'm a true blue Yankees fan.
Yeah, there you go. You're brought up right, Kevin. You're welcome back anytime you want.
No, he should have said he's an independent.
That. Let's hope for a better 2019 than 2018.
Well, you know what? These things, you know what? Maybe they'll spend as much as the Red Sox and they can.
Oh, Joe's always doing it.
There's still time, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly. You got involved in politics at the age of 19, so obviously this was something that you've wanted to do for a long, long time. Do you have bigger aspirations?
I get asked that on a pretty regular basis. The way this came to fruition wasn't necessarily something I planned out in elementary or middle school. It's something that came to me in high school. I said, you know, I think I want to get more involved with education, and I ran for the Board of Ed. Sitting on the Board of Ed, I said, I think they need a friend of education on the city side, so I ran for city council and then ran for mayor. So this wasn't necessarily a path I had charted out 10 years ago, 20 years ago. If you said to me I'd be where I'm at today, I'd think you're crazy. So I don't necessarily know what the next steps are. I do know that I enjoy what I do every single day, and I enjoy helping people. I think that's the most satisfying thing we can do, is helping our constituents and doing everything we can to move our city forward. And whatever capacity I'm in to do that, that's going to be my number one goal.
Well, you're just a team player is what you are. That's good. Hey, as
I try my best.
Well, you know, there are a number of firsts. Of course, you have Ted's Steam Burgers, which is really good. But you also have the first FM station in the United States was in Meriden. Did you know that?
That is true. That is true.
Up on West Peak.
Like I said, our history is something that we're very, very proud of. And what's next? What else can Meriden be proud of? And that's something we work on as a regular basis with our economic development department, and wondering what it is we're going to do to somewhat strike gold for the city. And I can tell you that's
tough.
Something
it's
we think
challenge.
About daily.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor, listen, thanks for joining us.
Great
to
have you on.
We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road. But thanks, Mayor. We appreciate it.
That's great. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate having me on.
You're welcome.
Barely 30 years old.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.